I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
So we're in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, at the Anger Motel. We've been here since Saturday.
Today's only Sunday.
The weather was fucking bullshit today. But we did find Zoltar after going to every single arcade on the boardwalk, and he wasn't even in there anyway.
I love that we all saw it at the same time, too. It's like,
there he is! Like a beacon.
Yeah.
Oh, here I am to give you your fortune for a dollar.
I guess we need to give a background on that. So we were here before. Previously, we all got our cards. Rachel, you lost yours.
Well, no. I think I stole it.
No.
I lost it.
No. It was my responsibility. I asked you to hold it for me because I didn't
and
have
I just
anything
kept it
to
forever,
carry it
and then I lost it.
No. Or it was the right one and my memory was
right.
Just really bad.
I thought I found it, but I don't think it was right. I think that was mine.
Because I remember being really excited about the one I had. Like, it was really positive
relevant.
And
yeah.
Relevant to what was, yeah. So, and the one that you gave me did
was not
feel that
okay.
way.
So it was, that was wrong.
So yeah, we had to go get new ones. So everybody has one. Now, Mary normally comes with us. Mary's not here this weekend. We should have got her one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we still can tomorrow
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
When we go for, if we go for a walk in the morning before we
yeah,
drive
we'll
home.
Get her one. If it's not raining.
Yeah. Well, or if it's only
a little bit of rain. Yeah.
So either Zoltar's truth or not, we all have cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this time my card was totally it, or at least they kind of felt that way. Like maybe
of course you don't know what's coming
happen.
Up in the future.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Maybe when I look back
oh.
on it, I'll be like, oh.
You'll be like, oh, Zoltar.
Yeah.
You
swung you.
Right. Yeah.
You sly swami.
And we've just been on the beach and eating a lot of food. I feel like a lot of food has been consumed this weekend.
Yeah. You guys are bad influences.
Hey, it's only 3 days, so gotta live it up.
I don't really feel like I ate a lot.
I just feel like I'm constantly eating. Just eating.
Last year, I was actually blown away by that when I was with you guys.
How much we eat?
Yeah, like just the consistency of just, yeah. Yep.
I'm a picker. Like, I could just eat all day.
Yeah.
All day long. Yeah.
Are you saying we were hogs last year? I wasn't saying you were hogs. I just was surprised at how often you put food in your mouth.
I don't remember.
Like, good fucking God, they're eating again. Look at that shit.
That's coming from me.
All right, well... So
I feel subconscious, like I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom and hide when I want to have a snack now.
I just could never do that myself because, like, it pisses me off because I watch you guys do that and you're like this, and I'm just like, oh my God, if I was doing that all the time like that, I would be dead.
God. No.
Well, it catches up with us to some point too, I think. But when you go, when you're away, like we are at the beach and you get to boardwalk and you have all the, unfortunately,
the
it's unhealthy
smells.
Food. The whole boardwalk is terrible.
Yeah. All the smells and you're like, oh my God, that, or the, you're like, oh, that looks good. That looks good. That looks good. Yeah.
Right. But what's the point of going to the boardwalk if you're going to eat all the shit?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the experience.
Right,
of
just
going to
looking
boardwalk.
And knowing it's there. Being like, I can get this if I want it.
Yeah.
Now, I had a caramel apple when we were on the beach earlier. Mm-hmm. It was an apple.
Just because it was wrapped in sugar
well,
doesn't mean.
That's how I felt about the mango.
Oh, right. Dried mango.
Just because I bought a second apple tonight doesn't mean I'm going to eat it tonight. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. Yeah.
Now, I say that. Like, last year it surprised me, but this year... I feel like I'm right in there with you.
I feel like last year all we did was drink.
Really?
Yeah, when we went down the boardwalk.
We far off,
yeah. Yeah. I don't think we drank too much, though.
Yeah.
Probably as much as we had this year. I actually feel like maybe I have more drinks this time. And because I didn't eat dinner.
I think because you had alcohol here in the room where you didn't last year.
Well, that was tonight. Last year we bought stuff. Remember we stopped at the grocery store?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The liquor store or whatever.
Yeah.
Before we even got here.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Time just runs together. I forget.
It does.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, now we know how you really feel about us, so.
That's right.
We eat too much.
I'm like that at home, though. I snack. I just eat little. I know. But I can't eat a lot at once, so I'm like constantly picking throughout the day.
But see, obviously, I do that too. I had no intention of eating that popcorn, but it was in front of
because
my face.
Because it was there.
And
yeah.
I put it in.
I think a lot of us do and, that mindless. It's that mindless eating kind of thing.
And I also don't like just eat a little. Like, you know, you can feel it. I can chow a lot before I feel it.
Right, right.
So. Yeah, and then when I'm snacking on popcorn all the time at home, I mean, usually it's something like that.
Mm-hmm. But how many?
An Oreo there, maybe. But
how many times do you catch
yourself? I can't have that in my house.
Mm. You can't.
No.
But how many times do you catch yourself, like, on the couch watching television and you've eaten a whole bag of something?
Not as... I have totally done it. I don't do it as much anymore because I try very hard to put a certain amount, at least, in a bowl. Even if it's a lot, it's not the whole bag.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, but, I think yeah, that's a problem. But it's very easy to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Very easy, at least for me.
Well, right now, we're at Seaside Heights, New Jersey. We're going to eat all we want. So.
Right. So watch out, New Jersey restaurants. We're coming for you.
I was already planning on what I was getting tomorrow for breakfast.
Yeah.
You're a bad influence. So, Anne's just going to... What are you going to do again? You're going to pull cards.
So I brought this Oracle card deck that I got when I was in Fort Lauderdale. It's a situational deck. Now you're going to sit back down on this creaky bed.
Sorry. My hips are bothering me.
See?
Too,
it's a thing.
From sitting. I think because we were walking so much.
When I walk a lot or sit a lot, my hips kill me. All right, so you're going to pick three cards.
Okay. And I keeping in my mind?
What, just any kind of situation that you got going on right now.
All right.
Were you recording? Okay. Okay. Oh, I gotta find my glasses. Oh, they're there. That's another thing. Glasses on, glasses off. Sunglasses, reading glasses, these glasses, those glasses.
That's been the worst part of the weekend.
Oh, no, this is... the opposite of what we've been doing.
Yeah.
So one of the cards is deprivation. We definitely have not been doing that.
Yeah. It's telling me I should be depriving myself of some of that food.
So, and your community of deprivation. Oh, so community came first, which is, I like that one. 56. I like that card. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, with the hands reaching
up. It's got hands reaching up and like...
things intertwined.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, okay, this is your first card.
This
you
first
pulled
card.
Three cards. This is your first one.
The time of feeling like a fish out of water and different from others is ending. Do you feel like...
that's interesting.
You feel like you're different than others?
Actually, yes. I have been feeling that way. It's weird.
We all need people in our lives who get us, who understand our inner world and mirror our values and affirm who we are. Those people are about to show up in your life.
Hmm.
I'm going to just like paraphrase because I'm sure we don't want to listen to the whole thing. And then I'll go back to that.
That's really interesting.
Is it pertinent kind of to like what when you I was were thinking about?
No.
No?
Who knows? It could wind up being pertinent. But that wasn't the situation that I was talking about. But I recently, even when I was saying how I was feeling like really untethered.
Yeah.
And just like, I, like not knowing my, you know, self.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but.
Well, I think we've talked about this before, like mm-hmm. when your kids are grown and you're kind of like between retirement and not retirement and mm-hmm. like, what do you want to do with your life?
Yeah. You need to reevaluate that all
over again. Yeah.
Yep. I think that's what the conversation was last year when we were at CCI.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Well, we had a lot of conversation last year at CCI.
Yeah, but I remember a lot around that subject too.
So this next one is ending. It looks kind of like a fairy. Would you say like a fairy with a moon beam coming down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shining on her. She's walking towards the light.
Oh, God.
With it. Well, it's the ending.
Well, when you're over 50, walking towards the light has a whole new meaning. Uh-huh. Don't do it. Give me that card back.
My girlfriend gave me a card like that.
Oh, my gosh. Don't walk towards the light. Well, this says you're in a bad situation and nothing good can come from continuing. Oh. So it's time to move on. Whether from a bad marriage, unhealthy relationship, lousy job, living in the wrong location, or simply not feeling connected any longer to where you are and what you're doing.
That sounds good about something.
I think I'm going to meet with a realtor and sell my house. Yeah. Deprivation. So let's look at this one, because this one's really interesting that came up.
Which one?
Deprivation. Yeah. You may find yourself feeling fearful about your finances and security right now. This may cause you to be overly frugal, withhold and deprive yourself, or even hoard. You need to reverse this fearful energy and restore flow and abundance to your life. So this is actually telling you to do the opposite. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So
that was actually some, like, right now I could see a lot of that being apropos. Not all of it.
Yeah.
But it might.
Well, what you should do is take a picture and then you'd have the full.
Oh, yeah.
Full thing on it. Yeah.
I have my other phone. That's my place.
Rachel has two phones. It's the one that she plays Words with Friends and. What's that? Candy Crush.
And then I've never seen that before.
And then around regular
phone. Just when we were leaving the room, and I said, oh, there's your phone. You forgot your phone. Oh, that's my play phone. Who the hell carries two phones when they got one play phone?
Well, so I don't run my battery down on this one. Like, especially if we're driving somewhere. Well, it can charge it.
But I'm assuming because you're playing games that you're... It's got a line attached to it, and it's got internet and all that? Mm-hmm. Oh,
it doesn't. I could do Wi-Fi, but I don't need it for the games that I play.
Oh.
Depends on what it...
Oh,
okay. I would think that
like, some of the things that are in the games, I would need it, but I don't have to do those.
Oh, so maybe that's not such a crazy idea after all, what you do there.
Yeah.
And this way, like, I don't get distracted just because I'm bored or something like that.
Right.
With games. I don't take this with me everywhere.
Right.
So it's mindless, like if I'm watching TV.
Need to have that second distraction.
And then don't have battery dying on this one. But this is what...
Cryptograms. I've never heard of that. So the letters are in a certain... You have to jumble them. Like word jumble?
A little... Not exactly. It's more each, it's a code. So each letter stands for another letter. And you have to break the code.
Oh my God, that gives me a headache. Just you even saying that.
Maybe they still do like in a daily newspaper. They used to have the cryptogram.
I can't do that.
I never thought I could do it either. And I just started doing it. And the ones in the newspaper are really good to start with because they're fairly easy or that. Not that they're fairly easy. They're a little bit more predictable once you keep doing them. That's probably a better word. So you kind of learn the different I mean, you know things about certain words.
Right.
And how letter, you know that if there's one letter, it's going to be an A or an I.
Right.
When you have T's, oftentimes there's an H with it. Or
true.
You know, and once you start seeing the words developing, like here, you know that could be one of two words. Or, although, knowing that it's the same as this one, it's really
it definitely would be R.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I guess it probably is important as we age to do stuff that keeps your mind engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I need it. I've definitely seen, like even just doing my Sudokus, if I do those, for some reason lately, I've just been messing those up a lot.
Right.
So, but I don't play it on here. It's easier to do it.
And that is easier to do, like paper?
Sudoku is harder to do on paper. If you do it on your phone, it tells you when you have the wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
Whereas when you do it on paper, you might put in the wrong number and it'll screw everything up.
Okay. So. Oh, all right. I don't play any games on my phone.
None?
No.
And you're an anomaly.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What about, I love, like, Connections and Wordle and stuff like Mm-mm. that. Connections, it's really cool.
I don't.
Well,
Do you play games,
Pat? I used to play Candy Crush on my phone. I'm on level 4,000 and a half or something. I haven't been playing as much lately because now I play Spider Solitaire on my tablet, mainly at night when I go to bed. Which, to me, I think it's, you really have to think, because I'm playing with I play with all four suits mm-hmm. for Spider, and I don't give up until I win that game. Like, I'm trying to keep a 100% winning mm-hmm. streak going. But so I think it still challenges my brain a little bit to make it work.
Well, yeah.
But any type of puzzles, yeah, I think. I was doing Words with Friends, but...
That's something I've never been good at. Like, Scrabble. I think it was, like, when I was younger, there were people in my family that played it, but they were really cutthroat, and they never took the time to really
teach you. Mm. So it kind of ruined it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I always felt like I didn't know what I was doing. They weren't trying to help me to learn, and they were so advanced that they wouldn't even want me really
to do
it.
Aww. I'm sorry. That's where I would fall to, because... I'm cutthroat when it comes to...
You're comfortable. Well,
that's everybody, which is fine. But when you're a young kid, to learn it, you need someone that'll at least show you.
Kind of like,
so that you can get to a point that you're cutthroat.
I feel that, because Jonathan and this Yu-Gi-Oh card thing, and he wants me to learn, and he just rolls over me and calls me loser and hangs up the phone. He doesn't even like try to help me figure out... He's like, read the cards. Okay, I can read, but I still don't understand what any of it means.
Then he calls you the
loser. Yeah, then he calls me a loser, hangs up the phone. Okay. I love you too, Jonathan. Now what?
Well, we still have to plan our next trip to the Haunted Mansion.
Yes, that's what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
You got red.
I did get a little red. Don't say that on here.
Oh, yeah.
My dermatologist might be listening. It'll all be cleared up before I go back in June 24th. Don't worry about it.
No, well, my face got a little red, and that's where I had.
Right? Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, you can see where your glasses, like around your nose and
mm-hmm.
your eyes.
Yeah.
It gets a little tricky on days when it's cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind was a little breezy, so you don't feel as hot on your skin.
And I did put lotion on.
Oh yeah, I did too.
How today though? You didn't know if it was sunburn or windburn.
Mm-hmm.
It was so windy.
Oh, I know, it was so windy.
Cool.
What is
that? It's just a little patch.
It looks like a bug bite.
No, it's when I got undressed earlier, I noticed it was a little bit of red.
Oh.
Oh. And that's where I broke myself a curling iron.
Oh.
That's not from this son.
Did you do that here?
No, I did this at home.
Oh, man.
I hate when Friday. You do that. Or on the tips of my... Like, all of a sudden, I'll be like, why do I have a cut on my ear? I'm like, oh, yeah, because I burned it.
I've done that to my earlobe. My whole earlobe was burnt. And I'm like... Yeah. And then I went, and I'm like, what is that? And I'm like bleeding. I was like, oh, my God. And I melted all the skin off my earlobe with my flat iron. But how did I not feel it when I did it? Yeah. That's what's scary.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't think that you have a whole... Maybe that's one of the reasons you get this pierced, because you have a
lot of nerve. So I have a whole lot of nerve.
That's what I said. You
never
made it. Oh, I don't know. I'm feeling that when I'm pinching my earlobe.
I know. I don't get it. It's weird. But like we were saying, like our skin is thinner. Mm-hmm. And you just end up with random bruises.
And if we need to get thicker skin, what was that?
Oh, that was Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
I have thicker skin down in the basement. If you need some, I'll let you borrow it.
Oh, that was so long, it was right.
Yeah. That's right up my alley, though. Uh-huh. You know, I like horror movies.
It puts the lotion on its skin. And then we saw the baby that looks like Golem.
Yeah.
My precious.
I don't care. Not all babies are cute. They're just not. They probably grow up to be beautiful people, but they're just not cute when they're not always cute.
I agree. I do find, though, one of the things that I felt with now, there really are not, like, bad-looking kids anymore.
No. And they take so much time and they do their makeup. Oh my gosh, they look like supermodels. Uh-huh. Like when we were younger, I don't know about you guys, but it was like the bright blue eyeshadow. Yep. And you took your lighter and you lit the mascara or the eyeliner and you gooped it all over your eye.
Yep.
And that was about it. Like we didn't do the contouring. You didn't have the highlighter and the bronzer and all that stuff. These girls are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous.
Well, I'm just even amazed at how many have their nails done. Like, I could never afford to do that when I was...
No. And if I would have asked my parents for money to do, they would have laughed so hard they would have pissed their pants.
Mine too. Mine would never
be. Well, I don't know if they're all going to get done or not, though, either. They're doing it themselves, you know.
Stuff. I see a lot of young girls when I go and get my toes in the summertime.
In there, getting pedicures.
Yeah, and I have a lot of friends who have daughters that they go and get their... And they're paying for their daughters to get their nails done.
Well, that's another problem now in society with these kids that they have everything too anymore. Sorry, that's a whole other subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents definitely. I mean, they might have paid for like a special occasion type of thing, but I don't even know if they would do that.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to think when I went to prom, you know.
I had to have a job. I had a job and had to pay for everything.
I know. All my clothes. The gas in the car.
All of it.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I do wish that makeup and things that are available now to them. But there again, you've got your social media. You got all your apps.
YouTube tutorials on how to do that. We didn't have any of that.
But it's not even so much that they're beautiful, like, because they're wearing makeup and stuff. If you just, I mean, you don't have the kids with teeth that are all over the place anymore, or, you know, they're shiny white now, and, like, people are hairless.
Well, they have, they have, like, teeth whitening strips where we didn't have that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to get that done, you had to go to a dentist and pay a lot of money to get that done.
Yeah. But I just think, for some reason, like, I just feel like...
Well, even there's more emphasis on skin care.
Yeah.
And there's more...
And nutrition. Advanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just more options available than there was when we were kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We had OxyClean pads. And Noxzema. Uh-huh. Remember Noxzema?
Oh, yeah.
I love the smell of that stuff, though, by the way. Can you still get Noxzema? The minty. It was so minty and...
Yeah. I never like used the it. Feel of that.
You never used Noxzema in the blue can?
This going to sound terrible, but no, I didn't have problems with acne.
No.
When I was younger.
Right.
I don't remember using anything specific on my skin.
Oh.
In high school. Wow.
It came in a blue... Did you ever know what it was? It came...
Noxzema? Yeah, oh, I know okay. what it was, but right. I never used it or anything. Like, you were talking about the smell, and I couldn't tell you.
It's a minty smell.
Yeah. It's mentholated.
Yeah, mentholated.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, my skin wasn't horrible when I actually have probably have more problems once I was, like, in college. Mm. Or even shortly after college with my skin.
Then in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, something definitely with my period and hormones too. I always had this like subcutaneous
yeah.
pimple that came up and it hurt so much and it would get so big and ugly.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Like the focal point of your face.
And you know when you're talking to somebody, yeah, you're watching their eyes and they're just looking at it yeah. and watching it move with your mouth and you're going, I know they're looking at that uh-huh. pimple on my chin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's, are they looking at the hair on my
yeah. And if they are, can they please pluck it? Because
right?
I can't I see it anymore. I feel it. My dad has this hair that grows out of his ear.
Oh, yeah.
He can't see it. He feels it. Uh-huh. His wife can't see it anymore. So he comes over to my house and he says, can you please pluck that hair out of my ear? So, and I can see it like.
Why can't he shave it?
It's in a weird spot.
Yeah, but don't they have those ear, like your nose?
He said he's used that and it doesn't get it. It's kind of like on the back
oh.
of this little flap here.
Oh,
in the
wow.
middle.
Oh, I know what okay. you mean. Like they yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he just comes over and pluck it out.
I was watching some show. I have no idea what it was, but it was a movie. And the guy... this young girl was with this older man and he had hair in his ears and she was grossed out by it. And so he put alcohol, like vodka or something on it, and then took a lighter and lit it.
That is ballsy to yeah. do that though. Especially if you have hair on your head.
Because
it could just, you could Michael Jackson yourself.
Yeah. I'm really curious if that's like a thing that they do in Europe somewhere. Like, that's the way.
Like,
that
who would have thought to, like, stick some Grey Goose on your ear and light it on fire?
Who would waste Grey Goose like that?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, first of all,
now you
yeah.
need to look that up eventually. So we're going to look
yeah.
that up and see. If... I don't yeah, know why, because I'm not saying that we should tell people to do that.
No.
Disclaimer.
No.
Do not try this at home.
I was shocked at it.
Oh, my gosh.
I had never seen anything like that.
I never heard of
that
before.
I was just curious if it was actually a thing.
Like I've never heard of it.
Was passed down through your father
right.
or something.
Now that I could see.
In the old country.
I could see that.
You know what I got years ago and I've never used them? It's ear candles.
Oh, the candling?
Yeah. I've never done it. They're at home in my drawer.
I got Regina into that.
Oh, did you?
She was hooked after doing
it. I tell you, I worked with a lady that swore by those. Mm-hmm. Swore by them, and she got them done. She did them a lot.
I should do them.
Well, you have all those problems with your ears.
I was just going to say. But you know what? I need help when I do it. So guess what? You're it.
Okay. I'll help you.
Yeah. And then
I'll set your ear on fire, and we'll suck the wax out of there or whatever.
It takes a lot longer than you think it's going to take to.
And don't you have to put like a plate
yeah.
to catch the...
Dripping. Well, it doesn't really drip because it's not that kind of a candle.
Right.
But
it's like a paper.
But it's on fire.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we get on the topic. How do we get to ear candling? I don't even know.
I don't know.
While we're talking about
getting girls. We do that 6 degrees of separation. We go from one topic that takes us into the next topic that takes
it's
us into
like
the
all
next
the disgusting topic. Bodily fluid things.
Yes.
I don't know. It's like anybody who's listening is like, just follow along, okay? Just do your best to follow along. I digress all the time, as everybody knows. And just aggressive. Not so much on the podcast, but just in conversation. Yesterday, I think we were talking and you said, I digress.
I was like, all over the place. Sometimes I just think of the weirdest shit. That's the problem.
You do.
It is.
And I love that about you.
Oh my God. Do ants have eyelids? I have to find this out. Those are the kinds of things that I'm looking up at 1 o'clock in the morning when I can't fucking sleep.
Why was the baby ant so confused?
Why?
Because all of its uncles were ants.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Ba-dum-ba. That's like my... A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead all walk into a bar. That's it. That's the group.
But I love how quick you are to come up with stuff like that. That's fun.
So, yes, in light of Seaside Heights, New Jersey, so we found today that we don't know if we're coming back again during season.
Definitely not on season.
No.
Right. Because it's $13 a person just to get on the beach.
I found it more offensive. That doesn't bother me as much because I've been to places that I've had to pay to get on the beach. Like, growing up, that wasn't unheard of. But it was the PSA announcements, like, no playing ball on the beach, no digging holes on the beach.
Hey, you, the bitch with the blue bathing suit on. Stop digging in the fucking sand. Okay, asshole, I'm sorry. Good Lord. Every time you turn around, he's like, put that down. Shut up. Move over there. Like, can I just enjoy the ocean?
You really did feel like Big Brother was watching
you. Oh, yeah. That's why I said I felt like you can't do anything there.
You can't.
The kids, they couldn't. Yeah. They weren't. I can understand them keeping control. I understand not digging holes, too. Like, if they're just digging for sandcastles or something like that, fine. But if they're digging a 4-foot hole or something that they want to get down in where people are walking
it could be dangerous for them. Right. But,
you know, if they're filling or putting themselves in.
But like those people that were using the metal detector, they weren't really digging holes. They were using the scoop and then sifting it back down into the hole that they just dug.
Are they the ones that were yelling at?
That's what I'm assuming.
As soon as they were there and started, that's when he started yelling
about that.
Maybe there were other people watching me.
Yeah.
He yelled at her one time too.
I was digging. And I kept digging the hole. I'm like, come down here and make me stop digging a hole.
No. I mean, who knows? It just was
coincidence.
There could have been 5 people and we all thought they were talking.
Right. Maybe he just says that because so many people do it. Maybe there's nobody even watching. Maybe it's just on a loop.
I don't know.
No, because he seemed to be kind of conversing. Spot
on.
Like,
yeah.
Riffing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a very authoritative voice, though, too, like I said, which is funny. He's almost like Oz, you know?
I was just thinking of that, you know? Because you don't know where he is. No, he could be in a room somewhere, like we said, with a whole bunch of monitors and just kind of watching the beach. He doesn't have to even be right there. Right?
That's so creepy.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
I don't like that.
So when you're here off-season, that does not happen. But I'm absolutely not opposed to going other places. Like, we don't have to come back here.
Right.
We don't.
The beach is nice, but I really do want to get to a haunted overnight stay, whether it's a bed and breakfast or motel, old prison.
Anything.
Anything like that.
But yeah. I would like to stay overnight in one.
Yes. And
I don't
want
to have to cohabitate with ghosts. Like,
or I want something
rapping
on a wall. Or I want to hear chains rattle. Or I want to hear footsteps across the ceiling. I want to see a door slam unexpectedly.
Something where you're for sure that was an entity doing something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we could have a little bit of equipment too, that would be great.
Yeah. Or if we're recording a podcast and then all of a sudden we hear, get out, in the background. When you hear it back, you're like, holy shit, I didn't hear that. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
We should totally do that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're doing it. Like, when we stay overnight, we're doing that, for sure. All right. And then we're going to listen back.
Yeah.
Or play it backward.
Play it back. Well, I don't have that capability.
Remember that? When we were kids and you played the records backwards and then it was like,
there was
Satan is here.
Yeah. If anybody has any foolproof places to visit.
Yeah, please let me know. Let us know.
So. Or had some experiences. I'd love to hear some other experiences of people going somewhere. First, the specific place so that we know to book there.
Mm-hmm.
Second,
even the room number would be nice to know.
Yeah. We got to do something though.
Yeah. So that's the next trip.
For more information about us and future releases of our podcasts, please visit www.phuckitwere50.com.